President.
All right, McNeil, I don't know what the hell I'm ever going to get out of you.
I don't get damn near anything.
Well, I'd like you to turn me over the front page and editorial page of about 18 newspapers, but I haven't ever seen that you've done that. And
yeah.
I want them just the way I'd write it.
What do you want written?
Well, I called Orlandoby this morning and told him that you were crying and Walker Stone was crying and I was sick in bed and couldn't get up and that I'd send Lady Bird's plane to bring him to Dallas and I'd buy his tickets and I guess you reimburse me that article he writes for Scripps Howard and I'd get him up here and he'd stay at the White House and God damn it, he had to come on to do it and Marshall McNeil was just a can't-do man and always had been and he said he'd be here.
He did?
Yeah.
How very, very nice.
He said he didn't know whether he'd make it, but said, I'm like a horse that's down in his bottom. What's
oh,
that?
I think that's a fine thing.
I'm not even charging you for the telephone call. Now, go in there.
I'm paying for this one for my farm.
No, go in there and brag on yourself to your wife. Now, and tell her what a great man you are.
Tell her what a great man you are.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.